Welcome to the Release City Church podcast. We hope this message today inspires you, strengthens your faith, and helps give you perspective to see how God is moving in your life. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the message.
It is Baptism Sunday. In just a few moments, we're going to witness and celebrate along with some amazing individuals, part of our church family here, as they begin to go public with their faith through water baptism. But before we do, and I won't be but just a few moments, for those of you that are already looking at the clock, at the beginning of the week, the Holy Spirit gave me two instructions. The first one we've already done, and that was to open up the altars. The second instruction that he gave me before baptism, and we want to give time for that today. The second thing that he gave me, he said, I want you to remind them. That's all he said. He said, I want you to remind them. I said, okay, I'm reminding them of what? And he said, I want you to remind them. Still not clear the direction the Holy Spirit was trying to lead me. He said, Jeremiah 29:11. He said, I want you to remind them. And I said, God, Jeremiah 29:11, really? Like, we know that verse. How do we forget that? How do we forget the fact that he has a plan for our lives? So if you'll turn with me real quick to Jeremiah 29:11, we're just going to be just a few moments as I'm being obedient to the Holy Spirit when he said, I want you to remind them. Jeremiah 29:11 says this, for I know the plans. Everybody says, he knows it. He's got it. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not disaster. Anybody ever had a bad day? Not so good. Anybody ever had something you thought was going to be just phenomenal and it turned into a disaster? Well, guess what? The Bible says that the plans that he has for us, they're good plans. They're not for disaster, to give us a future and a hope. Let me just keep reading. It says, in those days, everybody say those days. In those days, when you pray, I will listen. Let me back up. In those days, let's talk about the bad days and the days that we thought things were going to be good and they turned disastrous. In those days, when you pray, I will listen. Let me just say this also. Don't let your bad days be the only time you pray. Okay? But he said, in those days, when you pray, I will listen. If you will look for me wholeheartedly, and that's what we did this morning, church. We wholeheartedly flipped the script and said, God, whatever you want for me today, I want that. I don't want to leave the same way that I came in. He said, I will hear you. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. The first thing that I'm reminding you of this morning, take notes. I know it's not a message, but take notes. You need to be reminded. Here it is. God has a plan for your life. God does have a plan for your life. Some of our conceptions might have been questionable. You know, when your mom and dad got together and there you is. That might have been questionable, but what I'm trying to tell you is, in spite of however you got here, he still has a plan for your life. It's the why to your existence. Maybe you want to write that down. His plan for me is the why I'm here. It's the why to my existence. Now, let me say this. If where you are and what you're going through doesn't look much like the plan that you would think God would have for you, sometimes it gets disastrous. Sometimes you have a bad day. Listen, God can use and will use where you are and what you're going through to still accomplish his plan. That's what he wanted me to remind you of. Because we go through bad days and we go, well, God must have been clean in heaven and forgot about me. Huh? We lose our faith. That's what he told me. That was actually the very first thing that he said before the prayer time and before the reminding them. It was, faith will rise in the house on Sunday. Faith will rise. And what happens is, when we have a bad day, our faith gets depleted and we're like, well, I'm just not going to go to church until Jesus figures out my life, until God gets a hold of this thing and makes it right. Let me tell you something. When life gets crazy, the one place you don't need to avoid is church and church family. Amen? See, because even when life starts lifing and things just don't make sense, even when we make decisions that create chaos, because we can create decisions that cultivates and creates our own chaos. Listen, God will still use those moments to produce something great in you and I. The Bible says so. The second thing, I've only got three. The second thing that God wanted me to remind you of this morning is this. The plan that God has for you comes with an adversary. We love the plan, but we want the plan to be easy. Let me tell you something. The plan is so hot that the devil don't want you to get it. The plan is so big, the devil will do whatever he can to create division and disaster in your life. Everybody say, I got an enemy. The Bible calls the enemy a thief. Matter of fact, John 10:10 says, the thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and to destroy. What's he after? God's plan for your life. He would like to steal it. He can't, by the way. He would like to kill it in you. He can't. And he would like to destroy it. He can't. The only way he can steal it, kill it, or destroy it is if you give it over to him. He has no power and no ability. That was the reminders. This is a point. This is point number one for this little mini sermon. Okay, here it is. Don't let the thief in your house. Don't let the thief in your house. What I'm referring to is not where you lay your head at night. I'm talking about this temple. This is a temple of the Holy Spirit. When you get saved, he comes and lives on the inside of you. This is God's house right here. Don't let the thief in the temple. And the easiest way he gets in is through your eye gate and your ear gate. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you... Yeah. Because not only is the Father up above looking down in love, but the enemy is roaming around seeking whom he may devour. He's looking to see. Listen, he can't take it from you, the plan, but he can distract you from it. Remember what I said? When you have a bad day, you just want to give up on the plan. And that's when he can come in and steal it, kill it, and destroy it because you turned it over. Everybody say, I have an enemy? You do. But he has no power. He has no power. Listen, when you let him in, when you let the enemy in your house, he gains access to all areas of your life. When you let him in the house, he now has access to every area of your life. When you let him in, he gains access to your dreams and your plans, your hopes and dreams. When you're married and you let the enemy in the house, he has access to the most intimate relationship ever put on the planet between a man and a woman. Between a man and a woman. Did you hear me? When you let the enemy in the house, he dilutes, he perverts the very thing that God created. He hates it and he's out to destroy it. When you have kids and you let the enemy in your house, he tries to destroy the relationship between you and your kids in an attempt to put them on a path of destruction early. That's what he does. Point number two, the enemy can't take the plan that God has for you, but he can distract you from it. I already gave it to you because it's in here. He can't take the plan, but he will do everything in his power to distract you from it so you'll give up on it. How does he distract us? Listen, y'all, I could break all this stuff down, but I only have 10 minutes, so I'm just giving you some reminders. How does he distract us? Or I should say, how does he not distract us? Anybody got a cell phone with internet? I think our Uncle Jared is the only one who doesn't even really know. He don't even have a cell phone. I asked him the other day, I said, is this a cell phone? Because I need to send him some stuff. He don't even have a cell phone. This brother is so off-grid. Uncle Jared. Listen, the enemy will use life to distract you. He'll use what we go through in life to distract us so we'll give up on the plan. we'll get frustrated and give up. See, it's when things we can control now turn into the things that we can't control, and we get frustrated. The big one he uses is life's disappointments. Anybody ever been disappointed? Ever been disappointed over something you thought, I mean real disappointment, like you thought God was in this and somebody failed you, like another Christian. I always hate when people say, church hurt. I heard this not too long ago, because I've always said, church hurt. The church didn't hurt you, the people in the church did. You got people hurt. And I think I saw this a long time ago. People are like, well, I'm not coming back to the church. You still show up at the bar with the people who stabbed you in the back. You still show up there, but now you don't want to come to church because you got church hurt. No, you didn't. You got people hurt. There is no perfect church because there's no perfect people. And this ain't the church, you the church. So it matters how we treat people. Listen, the devil will use anything to get your eyes off of God and where he wants to take you so that he can lead you away from the plans that he has for your life. He'll send all kinds of stuff. The third and final thing God wanted me to remind you of is this. Here it is. Man, this hit me so hard. That you are more than a conqueror. Anybody know what a conqueror is? You're more than that. Romans 8:28 says, in all these things, we are more, this is King James Version, we are more than conquerors. Through who? Through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, or depth, nor any other creature shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. When we remain in Christ, when we remain in him, we are more than conquerors. You step outside of God and you fixing to get your honey hit. Bam! You're getting ready to get your tail lit up. How about that? The biblical definition of a conqueror is someone who is victorious and triumphant over life's challenges through God's power, not their own strength. You can be victorious in your own strength, but that victory is temporary. But when you remain in him and do everything in him, through him, I can do all things, what? Through him or on my own? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If I try to do it in my strength, I will fail eventually. What am I saying? Nothing that this world throws at you can stop you. This is your reminder. Nothing that this world throws at you can stop you. The only way you stop is if you stop. There is nothing that we go through in this life that has the power to take from us what God freely gave to us. I know the plans. I have given you the plan. But the only way to do it is in me and through me. That's what he says. So I want to encourage you today. Keep your eyes fixed on God. Be intentional about maintaining a close relationship with God. How do I do that? So glad you asked. Stay in his word. Be constant in prayer. Stay connected to his body. That's the local church. And pursue and run after the things that matter to God. That's how you do it. Lastly, in closing of this portion, and then baptismal candidates, you guys will head down that hallway and get ready. The plan that God has for your life, living a life of purpose for God, listen, it may seem impossible, but with God, it's possible. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible. Married families, married couples. It is possible for you to stay together with God. It don't matter what happened in the marriage. It don't matter who did what. There is nothing in God that is beyond repair. Your pastor, Bradley and Amy, we are living testaments that there is absolutely nothing beyond repair. So if you give up on it, you gave up on it. God never gave up. Come on, who am I talking to? It's real quiet in here. And then Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ. Where's all my candidates at? I need you to stand right where you are. Just stand. And if you're already behind the wall, let me see you. But if you're sitting where you are, stand. I want to have your attention for just a second. Listen, the decision that you are making or remaking, listen, look at me, is a big decision. It's huge. And the enemy will do everything he can to try to lie to you, to convince you that that's just a round cylinder with some water and it has no change. That water, listen, has no power. Has no power. But the person that you are representing gives you all power. Brody, what you're getting ready to do is big. It's huge. M, it's huge. It's huge. It's huge. It's giving the devil a black eye, saying, I tried. I threw all this stuff on them. I've tried to mislead them. I've tried to destroy them. I've tried to devastate them. And look what God is still doing in their life. So, Father, in this moment, as they're getting ready, as they're already heading back that direction, Father, in the name of Jesus, Adam is getting in the water. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that this moment will go down in history and that they will not ever forget this moment. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Thanks again for tuning in. To hear more messages like this one, be sure to subscribe to our podcast channel, or you can also check out previous messages from our live worship experiences. If you like what you're hearing, consider rating it and even sharing it with your friends. For more content from Release City or to just stay connected with us, be sure to check us out on all of our social media platforms at Release City Church or through our website at releasecitychurch.org. We love you, and until next time, we believe the best is yet to come.